Hi everyone. I seem to have managed to find a bit of free time to take the penis preference test, and I've been listening to a few others, but I thought I might as well give this one a go. I'm not looking at these pictures for the first time though, because I've followed along with everybody else while they've been taking the test. So yeah, let's get started. Okay, so the first one, it's one of these bathroom mirror ones, which is fine, but I wish people would crop out the basin and the, I don't know, he's got some wire in the basin. That looks really dangerous. And possibly, I don't know, is that a ruler next to the basin? Anyway, that's not what I'm here to critique, really, is it? What do you think of this, Dick? Huge, big, normal, small, tiny? Normal or a little bit small? Not tiny though. Yeah, it's nice. It doesn't scare me like some of the others do on this test. yeah, I like it. I could imagine having fun with that. So yeah, the thing I'm not happy with is his photographic skills, but there you go. Now number two. Huh. I was mentioning ones that were scary. This is just enormous. I mean, the guy's got a lovely body as well, but there's just this, you know, enormous cock rising up. It's just mind-boggling. And it says, the choices are, this dick would make me hurt, rock my world, fill me up perfectly, be just okay for me, or not enough for me. Make me hurt is the only answer for that one. I mean, enormous dicks like that are nice in fantasy or, you know, when you're browsing Reddit's massive cocks page or something. But honestly, I think that's a kind of a monster, and I kind of feel sorry for the guy, because I imagine he has so much trouble with, you know, he'll meet a nice girl and things will move on a bit, and he must have had a lot of situations where she takes one look and says, that's not going anywhere. He has got lovely hands, though. Very nice hands and forearms. And you all know about my love of forearms, so I won't go on about those. But, yeah, that's scary big. And I do kind of feel sorry for him. Okay, the next one is what you might call a complete contrast. The options for this one. This guy's dick is a normal size, undersized, very undersized, very, very undersized, or the smallest dick I've ever seen. It's not the smallest dick I've ever seen, although I'd have to say that's not in real life, that's on Reddit as well. Oh dear, I'm not coming out of this well, am I? Yes, it's undersized. I mean, if that's as hard as it's going to get, that's going to be very undersized. These balls look so cute. They're just tiny and squashed together. I'm sure there are things we can do with that, because it's not thin. It's got quite a nice girth to it. But, yeah, just judging it as I'm being asked to judge, I'd say it's, I guess, very undersized. If I've said the first man's was normal or just a little bit small, this man's is going to be very undersized. But I'm sure there's things I could still do with that, and we could both have fun. Okay. Okay, I'm waiting for the next pictures to load, so there'll be a there'll be an interval while that happens. Oh, here we go. Oh, heavens. Okay, the fourth one. Now, this says. What do you think of this dick? Huge, big, normal, small, tiny. I'm afraid huge is the only word. He's got it hanging over the top of his pants, or what I call pants, and over his trousers, or jeans, rather. It does look enormous, and I think it would look enormous anyway, whatever size he was, but he's very slim. In fact, he's almost like he's got a, you know, his waist curves in like a girl. Obviously, he's not a girl. I can see that. Yeah, so this is another one down the scary path for me. I mean, it's lovely. I love looking at it. And it's got a fabulous vein, which I would just love to lick. I do kind of like, maybe not when there's tons of veins, but where there's one, obvious one. I really do like that. But yeah, I think this guy will have similar problems unless he always finds women who are after enormous cocks. He's never going to be able to sort of hook up with someone and, you know, tumble into bed and whip that out and not get a gasp. Though he might like a gasp, but then she might be no thanks after that. So that's sad for him. But yeah, I mean, it's huge and impressive. Okay, the next one is, this is one of these comparison ones. But he's comparing it with a bottle of something. Nalgene? Or maybe, oh, I don't know, maybe it's called, I can't read what that's called, Cry? Anyway, K-R-E-I possibly? Anyway, it's a orange bottle, but I've no idea. That could be the size of a little roll-on deodorant bottle, or it could be, you know, 2 litre, yeah, maybe not 2 litres, but anyway. So some of these size comparison things don't work for me. And I presume that's why he's holding it. I presume he's holding it to say, look at this, it's, you know, well, look at this, it's nearly as long as this bottle and about a third as wide, so maybe it's not a great comparison that he's chosen anyway. So the question is, what do you think of this dick? Huge, big, normal, small, tiny? Right, well, I'm going to try and ignore the bottle because it's not helping. I think it's big. It looks like a dildo. It's sort of just smooth and even shaped all the way up, and it's got a nice head on it. It's not got, I can't tell, because sometimes when dicks are hard, you can't tell if guys are circumcised or not, but he hasn't got that sort of telltale, where the sort of the top section of it is a completely different colour, not the head, but a bit further down, so maybe he's uncircumcised, but whatever, it's pretty perfect looking. I'll forgive him for using this bottle next to it, but I don't think he needs to. I think it stands up for itself. Tee-hee. There's another enormous one here. This is asking me how long I think it is. Now, do you know that there is a page on Reddit? It's called something like, "Oh my God, Becky, look at his cock." And it's full of shots like this, of girls being surprised, either like this or gifs of them pulling down a guy's pants and something surprising and enormous springing out at them. So that's what this reminds me of. Now, how long is it? Well, the first option is 12 inches. Are any dicks 12 inches long? The others are 10, 8 and 6. I think it must be bigger than 8. very, very long, but it's got this little small dinky head on it. It's also helpfully turned to the side so she can look over the top at us. So, yeah. If there are dicks that are 12 inches, that's one, but I'm not sure about that, so I'm going to say 10. Right, number 7 is another comparison one, and he's got the inside of a toilet roll, which seems to be quite a popular thing. That's another one where I think, oh, I wonder if British loo rolls are the same size as American ones. Okay, what do you think of this guy's cock? I couldn't take that cock, it's too big, is the first option. It's pretty big. It's normal, nothing special. It's too small for me. Or, I feel really bad for this guy, presumably, because it's tiny. Okay. I'd say it's pretty big. It's very red at the top, but yeah, I quite like that. Yeah, pretty big, no problem with that one. Number 8 is another one asking me how big I think it is, and it is enormous. He's sitting at his computer, so he's obviously enjoying something on the screen while he takes his photograph. And unlike the oh my god one just now, it is completely straight up in the air. It's a very nice vein, and it's uncut, and the foreskin is still over the head, which actually looks really nice. And it gives me 6, 8, 10 or 12 inches to choose from. And nine isn't an option, is it? I'll say 8 then. It's casting a hell of a shadow as well on the edge of his desk, I tell you. Okay, question 9 is, do you like cut or uncut dicks? And there's a picture of an uncut one, which looks really nice. There's lots to like about that one. Nice shape, nice head. It looks, I don't want to say cute, because that implies it's small and it isn't, but, it, you know, I would like to get to know that cock. do I like cut or uncut ones? Well, where I live, they're nearly all uncut. So that's what I've had experience of, and foreskins are fun, and playing with them is fun, and feeling them is fun. So just in terms of experience, uncut, but apart from where guys have been circumcised and their cocks are like bicolour, you know, the top third or quarter is sort of pink looking or like it's been burnt, and then the rest of it is, you know, cock coloured, maybe, you know, darker or browner or something. I feel bad for those guys because, you know, they have been... it looks like they've been damaged. I know that the colour is just an aesthetic thing, but overall, I'd say uncut ones, and they're fun to play with, and yeah. But I expect the vast majority of you who are listening to this are cut, and I wouldn't want you to think that I would not be interested in you. I'm just talking about, you know, what I know from personal experience. So number 10 is, oh heavens, okay, this is about thickness. And honestly, there's a woman, she's got her lips, I mean, she's not even got her lips over the whole head. I don't think she could, she might be able to get the head in her mouth. But frankly, no further, I don't think. She can't get her hand all the way around near the top, and it gets thicker as it gets closer to the base. And it says, is this too thick, very thick, normal, on the thin side, or too thin? Well, I mean, it's very thick, and for me, that's too thick. That's in the realms of when people say, oh, but a baby will go in there, or a baby will come out of there, and you think, yeah, but there's all kinds of hormones running through your body when that's happening. So, yeah, that's just enormous and too thick for me. And oh, this is the last one. This is another one where it's asking me to estimate the size. So, now this is another one, what I'd call cute, and without meaning that it's small particularly, it's just neat looking. And it looks fun. I don't know. I can't answer your thoughts now, which is how on earth does she know something's fun from just a close-up picture? But that was my first thought. So the question is, how long does it look? And it gives me 12, 10, 8, 6, 4 and 2 inches. 4, probably. But it looks like it could get harder. I mean, that doesn't look like it's as big as it's going to go to me. Yeah, that's nice. And I've got to the end. I realised all I've done is scroll through it. I haven't actually clicked my answers, but apparently it doesn't work anyway, or you get a score that doesn't mean anything. So, hey, I won't worry too much about that. Anyway, so that's been fun. I hope you've enjoyed listening, maybe I'll try some others. I wouldn't mind doing the breast one, just because I've got some of my own, so I kind of have opinions, but obviously I like cocks the best, so I wanted to get this one done first. Anyway, thanks for listening, folks. Bye.